Quantum by Manjeet Kumar, continued, Disc 4. In 1907, it was discovered that two elements produced during radioactive decay, thorium and radiothorium, were physically different but chemically identical. Every chemical test they were subjected to failed to tell them apart. During the next few years, other such sets of chemically inseparable elements were discovered. Soddy, now based at Glasgow University, suggested that the only difference between these new radio elements and those with which they shared complete chemical identity was their atomic weight. They were like identical twins whose only distinguishing feature was a slight difference in weight. Soddy proposed in 1910 that chemically inseparable radio elements, isotopes as he later called them, were just different forms of the same element and should therefore share its slot in the periodic table. It was an idea at odds with the existing organization of elements within the periodic table, which listed them in order of increasing atomic weight, with hydrogen first and uranium last. Yet the fact that radiothorium, radioactinium, ionium, and uranium-X were all chemically identical to thorium was strong evidence in favor of Soddy's isotopes. Until his chats with Hevesi, Bohr had shown no interest in Rutherford's atomic model, but he now had an idea. It was not enough to distinguish between the physical and chemical properties of an atom. One had to differentiate between nuclear and atomic phenomena. Ignoring the problem of its inevitable collapse, Bohr took Rutherford's nuclear atoms seriously as he tried to reconcile isotopes with the use of atomic weights to order the periodic table. Everything, he said later, then fell into line. Bohr understood that it was the charge of the nucleus in Rutherford's atom that fixed the number of electrons it contained. Since an atom was neutral, possessing no overall charge, he knew that the positive charge of the nucleus had to be balanced by the combined negative charge of all its electrons. Therefore, the Rutherford model of the hydrogen atom must consist of a nuclear charge of plus one and a single electron with a charge of minus one. Helium with a nuclear charge of plus two must have two electrons. This increase in nuclear charge coupled to a corresponding number of electrons led all the way up to the then heaviest known element, uranium, with a nuclear charge of 92. For Bohr, the conclusion was unmistakable. It was nuclear charge and not atomic weight that determined the position of an element within the periodic table. From here, he took the short step to the concept of isotopes. It was Bohr, not Soddy, who recognized nuclear charge as being the fundamental property that tied together different radio elements that were chemically identical, but physically different. The periodic table could accommodate all the radio elements. They just had to be housed according to nuclear charge.